TV viewers may have noticed some recent late evening advertisements aimed at men, ads asking men to respect women. Those ads are part of a comprehensive plan by the Parnell administration to reduce the state's epidemic of sexual assault and domestic violence. Today, Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan announced three initiatives that the administration will put before the public and state lawmakers this session in an effort to reduce the state's crime rate. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Last month, Governor Parnell announced a 10-year plan to end the state's epidemic of sexual assault and domestic violence. Today, Attorney General Dan Sullivan announced concrete measures aimed at putting that plan into practice. Sullivan introduced the state's first-ever statewide cyber crimes prosecutor. Marika Athens will specialize in the prosecution of internet and computer-aided crimes with a focus on exploitation of children and child pornography. Sullivan credited Senator Liesl McGuire with leadership in advocating legislation for creating the new position. McGuire said her motivation is the state's record of assaults on children.
We have embarrassingly high, dangerous rates of sexual assault, and I no longer want to live in a place where our children are at risk, our women are at risk, and there is a culture that seems to allow this to continue. I want Alaska to be a place that a predator would look to and say, that's the last stop you want to make on your journey. Alaska is not a place you want to go if you are going to sexually assault women and children.
Sullivan said the second part of the initiative is a slate of three bills dealing with criminal justice. The first strengthens sexual assault and domestic violence laws and closes a loophole in Alaska law which allows sex offenders registered in other states to skip registration here. The second bill addresses bail reform, something not attempted in Alaska since the 1960s. Sullivan said current law puts the burden of proof that a perpetrator poses a danger to the community on the state. The bill would change that.
This bill would shift the burden to the defendant. In other words, it would make a presumption that defendants accused of serious crimes such as a felony, sexual assault, are a danger to their community and to the victim. This bill would also make it the law that once convicted of a sexual assault or related felony, perpetrators could not be released pending sentencing or pending an appeal.
The third bill would require retention of DNA evidence and leaves post-conviction DNA testing to the state, not the federal courts, based on a U.S. Supreme Court decision on an Alaska case. The bill also sets up procedures on how a convicted felon can apply for DNA testing.
We also believe it is absolutely necessary and important to provide procedures to enhance the opportunity for fair trials, to ensure that true criminals are the ones who are serving time for committing crimes.
The third initiative is in line with Governor Parnell's budget, which has a strong emphasis on criminal justice, according to Sullivan. The bill, if passed, could enable the state to finance a new crime lab.
The bill relating to the crime lab requests authorization from the legislature to issue certificates of participation, which is a debt instrument that will help spread the cost of the crime lab over a specified period of time.
Sullivan says a state-of-the-art crime lab could have a strong effect on fighting sexual assault cases. The new financing scheme would bring the cost of the crime lab down to $75 million from earlier $100 million estimates. I'm Ellen Lockyer.